And we continue our coverage of the state of public lands in the United States. Earlier this year, the Bureau of Land Management announced plans to move its headquarters from Washington, D.C. to Grand Junction, Colorado. The agency manages roughly a tenth of the nation's land, about 245 million acres, primarily concentrated in the western U.S. 27 of the BLM's top officials, including the director and deputy director, will be relocated to the new headquarters. And hundreds of other employees will be scattered across the West, leaving just a small group of staffers in the nation's capital. The BLM says the move will make the agency more effective, but environmental advocates worry it could further open up public lands to the fossil fuel industry. I'm joined now by John Freemuth, a professor of public policy and public lands expert at Boise State University, and he's also a former park ranger. John, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hello, nice to be with you.
Okay, so the BLM is relocating its headquarters to Grand Junction, Colorado. Why did they decide to make this move?
Well, I think we're not sure about why they decided to do that. They've offered the argument that you just stated, that somehow it would make decisions better because they would be closer to the people that are affected by those decisions. But BLM is already 97% of the staff are in the West already. There are just key decision makers that are in Washington because they need to interact with Congress, with other agencies, and the secretary and things like that. So it's not really clear that there's any justifiable reason to do it, but that's the reason that's been put out there.
The senior officials are also being transferred out to this office in Grand Junction. What's the response been from BLM employees, Bureau of Land Management employees? Are they happy about this? Has morale dropped at the agency?
I think they're not happy with this generally. Now, you're not going to get very many people say anything publicly. The retired folks that work for BLM, like the Public Lands Foundation, are very concerned about this, and I actually testified with them on the Hill about it. There have been meetings where employees have expressed frustration and anger because many of them in Washington have spouses who work and families, and it's very difficult to just uproot yourself without any ability to plan ahead very much.
And we should note that we have here at The Takeaway reached out to the Bureau of Land Management for their comment on this story, and we have not yet heard back. What are some of the major concerns of this reorganization? I mean, what does it really mean to leave Washington, D.C.?
Well, from the personal, obviously, and we've seen this with other agencies, it's very disrupted to in terms of family and personal life, and some people are likely to leave the agency as a result. In terms of policy, it's sort of a head-scratcher again because there are many decisions that are made locally or by state directors. BLM is organized, by the way, by state, not by region, so each Western state has a BLM state director, but there are decisions that can and must be made in Washington because they're national decisions affecting all of the BLM lands and sister agencies, say like the National Park Service. So it's not clear what the reason is to say that having leadership out in the West will make decisions more effective.
Well, one thing that's been that's caught some folks' attention here, particularly environmental advocates, is that the new headquarters for the Bureau of Land Management will be in the same building as the corporate offices of some gas and oil companies, including Chevron. Does that, I mean, are we reading too much into it to say that that's a little suspicious, or should we just assume it's business as usual and they had a good real estate deal?
We've always had a back and forth between the purposes of BLM, resource extraction and development versus preservation and things like that. But I think what alarms some people is they're worried that BLM would be more likely to be captured, as we would say, by the very interests it's trying to regulate and work with, the ranching community, oil and gas interests, mining, and so forth, if they're closer to just those folks. That's the concern anyway.
And we did do a report on this more broadly. The Department of the Interior has been, you know, one of the reporters that we had on the show last week was talking about exactly this issue, how that department has slowly begun to, under the Trump administration at least, staff itself with more lobbyist folks who represent these interests as opposed to people who represent the interests on behalf of the land and the environment. I'm wondering, is this, as you can see, part of a larger trend that will whittle away at federal public lands? We've seen this happen in places like Grand Staircase Escalante, Bears Ears, National Monuments in Utah, for example?
Yeah, I mean, there's a concern there, because if you lose good people and you also reduce staff, then you've sort of set up the argument that, well, see, these folks cannot take care of federal land, so why don't we, in the proper term here would be, transfer those lands to the states to manage? That would be a concern, that there is some sort of agenda at play that's bubbling below the surface, to set up a long game, as it were, that those arguments would start to surface. But you're not going to get anybody saying that directly.
John, another concern that's come up with the Department of the Interior more broadly is that there are increasing plans and interest in more public-private partnerships, and we should be clear that that's not something that's exclusive to the Trump administration. But do you see this as potentially sort of going back to the question we just asked about housing bureau in the same building as oil and gas companies? I mean, is there the potential there for public-private partnerships or more going forward?
There certainly is that potential, but BLM has to work with all types of interests. And so if you house people that close, you've got more of a potential for that. But I wouldn't say necessarily one would expect that as a conclusion either.
John Freemuth is a professor of public policy and public lands expert at Boise State University. John, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you.